Now, this is a homeless guy that had been, first of all, he was a veteran, and then had gone to school to hone his radio delivery.
Right.
He already had a good set of pipes. He learned how to use them. And don't forget to listen tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour for your chance to win tickets to see Justin Bieber. You know, like, he's perfect. But then he lost it all, got into drugs, alcohol, and other things, as he says, kind of mysteriously. He was an assassin, I believe.
He slept off an interstate by a fence.
Yeah.
That's for, like, 2 years,
Several years. He's been sober for two, which means I think he's been outdoors for a while longer than that. He ran out of money, ran out of the ability to score drugs or whatever, and just said, you know what, screw it. And so he'd just been panhandling.
But the video that was recorded by the guy from the Ohio Dispatch, dude, just looked horrible. And then he's on TV. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing a story about him. He looks
like Tim Meadows, kind of. He's got a little bit of a Tim Meadows thing going.
Like Tim Meadows' father?
Tim Meadows and Barack Obama. If they had a kid, that's what he kind of looks like.
Well, since then, I got a little audio. You can kind of hear the radio announcing voice.
In his regular talking, speaking voice,
Here's how how everything has been for him.
Oh, my God. It's just sensational for one. It's numbing for another, overwhelming. I mean, there's so many words that I just, it's just amazing. I feel like, I've already been characterized as the Susan Boyle. I'm just so, so happy.
Mm. Tell us, Susan Boyle, the singer chick, that Scottish ugly woman.
Now, since then,
who had a great voice, obviously catapulted her to fame and fortune.
Since then, Ted Williams has been offered, job offers have come in from NFL Films, MTV, ESPN. The Cleveland Cavaliers have actually offered him a job and a house.
To be their courtside announcer, essentially?
To be some type of voice within the organization. And not to be outdone, Pat Riley, the president of the Miami Heat, has chimed in and offered him a job as well.
I think it'd be great if he told everyone, I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
That would be awesome.
He's not going to do it. Now, here's the other side of this, and I hate to be the naysayer and the guy that, you know, has to poop on everybody's parade. Two things. One, what about all the other homeless people out there that don't have a great radio voice?
Yeah.
Who's going to step up for them?
Pretty much nobody.
Who's going to, you know, that poor crazy guy that talks to a cereal box as if it's, and calls it Mr. President. You know, the guy that's shoe is infested with aliens, and that's why he doesn't wear them. You know, the serious, that's living downtown. The people that come to Bear on the Square sometimes that's the only hot meal they're going to get all week. You know, what happens to those people?
Which is sad.
Yeah, what happens to those people? See, once again, we live in a society where if you have a gift or a talent or you're prettier than the other person or you're stronger or faster, you win. And everybody else gets left behind. And that's sad. So, yes, God bless this guy. And I'm glad that there's one less person out there that has to ask strangers if they got a quarter.
But that's one less out of millions.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's, boy, I wish, I hope, if there's a really, really good feel-good part of this story, it's that more and more people start saying, hey, there are people out there, they're human beings that are living in a tent or in an underpass or in an old Sylvania television box. You know, yeah, there are homeless shelters and stuff. They don't stay there all the time. Yeah. Sometimes they don't have room to feed everybody. You know, this year the Thanksgiving dinners, you know, locally that were given out by the rescue missions or whatever, like three or four times where they have been in recent years because of the economy. There are people out there that are hurting. And hopefully maybe this kind of thing will underscore that and make people say, you know what, wow, maybe I should volunteer, maybe I should do something, you know, take more of my clothes down to the Salvation Army, you know, so they can sell them and make money. You know, to help people that are battling addictions and stuff. You know,
you bring up very good points, but not going to work. It's not going to happen.
If even by a little bit, if they see donations and stuff increase by 5% this year because of something like that, even if it's just for the first 6 months, my God, a 5% increase for like 2 months, that's huge. You know, for them, for what they normally get. So you know that's you know, hopefully if it does, if it casts a little bit more light on the homeless situation and helps out, then great. That's even better.
It would be great, but
it's great that this guy gets his life back. And I hope that, you know, and maybe it also encourages other homeless people to say, you know what? I do have a talent. I do have a gift. I have something I can do. I got to find a way to use it. and change the life of themselves. You know?
Right.
But also the other thing, we mentioned this when it first started breaking yesterday, that somebody was offering him a minimum wage job. You see, he probably makes more panhandling.
Yeah, he probably does.
You know, so does that encourage people to get off the streets? No. You know, hell, you know, if you are used to, and this is another sad state of affairs, it is an ugly truth nobody wants to talk about, it's not politically correct. For some people that have gotten used to wearing the clothes on their back and living under an overpass, they got no mortgage, don't pay taxes, you know, if they get, you know, $20 a day out of panhandling to go and buy some food, hey, what's wrong with that?
With the
you
exception
know,
of this guy's name.
If they live that way and they like it, then hey.
With the exception of his name being Ted Williams, sorry, this is his 15 minutes.
Yeah, and we hope that, you know, being a former drug addict and everything, an alcoholic, now that he has access to a place to put his things, i.e. bottles of liquor, you know, and stuff. No, seriously. You
yes.
hope that whatever demons drove him to homeless life, he handles.
Don't rear their ugly heads.
Oh, and hope he does not get surrounded with people that are just trying to try to leech off of him and take advantage of him and soak up that 15
That's what
minutes.
I see happening.
Yeah.
Everybody has been coming out of the woodwork. They was on a radio show somewhere, and another radio show from L.A. Yeah. or from Hollywood is like, how would you like to come to Hollywood?
Yeah.
And here's this guy who, right. you know, for the last whatever amount of years of his life.
5 years or whatever, plus
been,
maybe.
He's been dumpster diving.
Yeah.
And now he's
saying,
getting an offer for a free trip to Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that guy didn't eat all of his bagel. I want to wait till he throws it away. I want to get it.
Score.
Eat it. That's, wow. My belly's full for another, you know, several hours. Yeah, because let's be honest, too. The people that, a lot of these people that are handing out the jobs and the houses and the accolades.
They're
and
just
the
trying to make themselves
yeah,
look better.
They want to be the, hey, look what they did for that guy.
Yeah.
And to have their name thrown out there. We're mentioning the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, there are people mentioning these different radio stations and the Today Show and whatever. They're getting free publicity out of it. Even though some of them haven't even done anything. Yet.
Maybe paid for his haircut.
So, you know, God bless him, and I think it is a great story. I won't take anything away from that. God bless this guy and the people and the guy from the Columbus Post-Dispatch that broke the story. Hey, way to go.
Good for him.
Take your camera out and show some other people.
Yeah.
You know, get some other folks some help. Okay? Because there's people that need it. That's all.
I'm just sitting here watching the Headline News is doing a story on it right now.
Yeah.
It's a great story. It's not going to change anything in this country.
Not long term. Maybe for a little bit. Maybe they get some more donations. Maybe two or three more people get off the streets. Better than maybe there would have been had this not been on Reddit the other day.
Yeah, that's true. All right, TNT Morning Show, 98.9 The Bear.
Number one for up close and personal entertainment with the best act in the nation, the Neon Armored.
The TNT Morning Show on 98.9 The Bear.